Hello everybody, it's Sam, and I'm back with David, also known as the Deadly Donut, for another...
I'm just kind of rebranding to Donut, to be honest, you know, haven't you been paying attention to my Steam?
Sozzle, mate.
I only call myself Deadly Donut and things that don't let you change your name, which is, like, everything except Steam, basically, so...
Not even... Even life lets you change your own name, if you've got enough money.
Yeah.
£33, it's going right. But yes, we are actively not playing games, because we are purely speaking...
Yeah, definitely. Honest, Gav.
Oh, what are you playing then today, David?
Currently Animal Crossing, because it's bloody consuming my life. Like, the thing with Animal Crossing is you know it's completely pointless, but you're in love at the same time.
Well, it's a shame we don't have a game review section, otherwise that wouldn't get in. Right, on to the first story. Wow, we're here.
Christ, I missed that.
Oh, it's been such a long time. Too long, I would say. Follow the link. Here we go. It's like a magical journey. Right.
I'm not going to click it. I'm going innocent, yeah?
So, here's the headline.
Ooh.
Right. Ooh. It's loaded up through my painfully slow internet.
Oh, Christ.
drum roll, please. That's how low budget we are. The word shit has been smeared in poo across a Welling car.
Isn't that like onomatopoeia?
What? The fuck?
No, onomatopoeia is like when it sounds like.
That's
what
it sounds like the word. That's alliteration.
So that smells
David.
Like what it means. So it's onomatopoeia.
Bryce Hewitt would be not proud. Anyway, this is one of my life goals, but someone's achieved it for me. There's a not very good picture, and it just looks like someone's written S, two lines, and an N.
How did they report it? Like, how...
I assume they phoned the people that deal with like dog fouling on pavements.
No. I mean, like,
said a man's had a poo on my windscreen.
Aren't going to write shit, are they? Like, news websites won't put shit. They don't swear.
Oh so no, they put S star star star.
Yeah, but what about the picture? Or have they like messed up a bit and then done the picture?
No, it's not very clear.
Yeah.
Really, but you can see that the intent is there. Now, I'm hoping it's human excrement, but well, it doesn't seem to say.
I know for a fact that cat shit is too small for that, so I'm going for human.
I'm going for human too.
Actually,
apparently,
no,
Rachel Wilkins is about to pull out of Central Avenue, and then she saw lots of poo on someone's car.
Would it be backwards if she was looking for a back mirror? So I like to imagine...
I'm not even sure if it's her car. I think she just did
the
honourable
thing. I like to imagine someone was just driving her car, and she looked at her wing mirror. She's like, oh, Christ, the rain's, it's bloody brown. She's like, wait, it's the rain staying... And it kind of ticked through her, so she's like, oh my God, a bird No, a human shat on my way. And then she kind of forced back a bit. Wait, what does that
mean? If you were moving along and that happened, that would be actually mildly impressive, so I probably wouldn't have called the police, but in this case, I can understand.
Yeah.
David, are you on the website?
Yeah, I've just opened it.
Right, scroll down to past the second picture, and we're going to play a quick game of... Who can do the best impersonation of a distressed 29-year-old woman?
Okay.
Ready? So I'm going first. It looked very much like what it said it was. Your turn.
It looked very much like it said it was.
That's more Down syndrome, but I'll give it to you. Right, next line. It was gross. Luckily, I wasn't close enough to smell it. Well. You've probably got quite a good zoom lens then. Or you're in your car. I see what's happened there. You stayed in your car.
It's on the outside.
Like when you're going past the sewage works, you roll up the windows and just power on through. And it always creeps in. So I'm pretty sure that's what's happened here. Pretty pungent. Do you want to try the next line?
It looked kind of like a revenge thing. I don't think it was a joke. And if it was, it would have been a funny one.
I would have found that quite funny. That's exactly the same voice, but oh well. You've not evolved from Down syndrome to female, as close as they are.
Oh my God!
Did you like my shots? I hope you did. cheeky banter. Still stuck in chromosome land.
What are you saying, though?
You're still fake.
Those stuff. One thing, rust.
One thing, rust. Just load up swag of G.
I think I know who did it.
Was it David Truscott?
Oh, you've hit the nail on the head.
Oh my God!
David Truscott, a recurring theme. He's always coming back. He's always slipping in somewhere. And the reason he's slipping in is he's slipped over some poo.
Guys,
I think what he's done is he's dunked his nutsack in that, and then he's just gone for a little rub down.
guys, can I just introduce something new to this podcast?
Yeah, is it called quality?
No, it's right, something very, very new. And it's kind of never been done before, but I'm going to make it happen. And if you can't tell, I'm stalling for time because I'm trying to sort this out. Yeah, here we go. If around the past, there have been many podcasts, but this one's going to be different because do you know what we have now, Sam? We have the MLG soundboard.
Oh, good. That's the hit marker of David Truscott wiping poo on someone's window.
Yeah, and so... And then when she found it, it was like... Wait, that doesn't make
sense.
Well,
David, you just... That is perhaps the greatest thing that our podcast needed.
Just fixed it.
And what I can do is I can just cut over the top and put higher quality sound effects.
Yeah. And I wonder how she must have felt when she... When she saw it. It was just like... I bet she was...
That face when shit is wiped on car. Anyway, enough of that. On to... Is it your story?
It's my story.
It is indeed. Let's go.
Okay, so... If you're... actually, don't open the link.
No, I won't.
So, Sam, are you a fan of Kickstarter? You kickstarted anything?
I haven't kickstarted anything. I haven't donated. I kind of associate Kickstarter with... money and toilets and flushing
And do you remember the guy who like wanted to make a potato salad and he wanted about $100 to do it?
I am aware of that.
And he ended up getting $55,000 and held a potato salad party and invited the entire internet, you know? Well, there's a man who wants to change the world. A local man, according to this website, but I somewhat doubt he is local. He wants 50... Because Sam, he was injured at work. Do you know this?
I'm not opening the article yet, so I'm just going on what you're saying.
No, he had a horrible injury at work.
Oh, tragic.
Yeah,
you need to call National Accident Helpline and their Clay Dog, voiced by Joe Pasquale.
But he wants $500,000 because
that's perfectly reasonable.
Do you want to know how bad this injury was, Sam?
Did he get a paper cut?
He stubbed his toe.
Oh,
my life is shattered. Ooh. He says, "Help me! I'm in real pain." If we go to his GoFundMe page. Stubbed
now,
toe.
The thing is...
Real bad. He's raised $15.
I can't empathise for this man. That is a horrible picture of a toe. I can empathise this man because I stubbed my toe, didn't I, David? And I broke it twice and it re-healed.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, that doesn't look like a broken toe.
No, he just stubbed it.
He's just stubbed it. Now, so actually, I didn't get £500,000... And I don't moan about it.
$30.
Dollars, so about 20p, but,
You really don't know his bloody exchange rates, do you? Should we guess how much $500,000 is in pounds?
Oh, yes, I love conversion rates. I'll just load up XE so I can cheat.
I'm going to guess 350,000.
I'm going to go 380.
Okay, $500,000 in pounds. Dollars in pounds. Blah, 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 blah.
Right, I'm on XE, the best website.
333567 British pounds.
Yeah, 333. Oh, I think you won there. You went lower.
I went 350. What do you say?
I went 380. You took the low road and I took the high road, and you won.
Cheeky.
So yeah, that's a bit tragic. That will probably make it into the thumbnail though, because that is just a picture of someone's gammy foot.
It's pretty fucking disgusting.
It's pretty not on.
Are you like? How do you make these thumbnails? Do you just kind of sit there? And you're like, what's going to get people's attention?
No, because, you know, I'm not all, how do you say, smosh. I don't indulge in clickbait. So,
No, you've got to make the thumbnail really clickbaity now. I hope you're aware
so
of it.
So, I'll just put some boobs on the toes each time.
Each time.
But yeah, that's really horrible. You know, I just go on every news article and take the photo off him.
Okay, Sam, do you want to play a game? Called Smosh Fun. In case you can't tell, for this episode I haven't prepared a game, so I'm making up where I can. But this is going to be Smosh Thumbnail, so I'm going to say something. You've got to tell me whether or not you think it's a real Smosh Thumbnail.
Okay, so does this warrant going into a new section with its own
sound
effects? Okay, we're going off the back of my joke there, little stab.
So, a woman's butt in tight underwear, with a hand which has been photoshopped on top, with an explosive picture behind the hand, and slap written in green text with a exclamation mark.
I think that's real.
Yeah, that's real. The video is extreme ass slapping BTS.
Oh, yeah, okay.
A woman stands in a leopard print bikini whilst to her right, apparently naked man, licks something which has been censored.
No, I didn't, I know.
Well, I hate to tell you something, that's real.
Oh, that's too gritty for YouTube. Never before seen.
The video is Food Battle 2014.
Ooh. Those okay. ones that keep coming back from the dead, like your gran who got
cancer. An appearingly unattractive woman, which appears to be one for men wearing a wig and women's clothing, lies back, making a shocked expression, whilst an arrow points at them and says, hot.
Yeah.
Yep, it's real.
Are these all just real?
Oh, no, maybe you'll have your voice changed. A woman wearing a low-cut top stands next to a man who is clearly staring at her breasts. The woman is visibly concerned.
Yeah.
Yep, it's real. Yeah, fuck it, for real. Sorry, you win.
I win. Well, that's good then. Okay, everyone, that was a wild ride, but get ready for a wilder one, like Oscar Wilde, but with less anal.
And also less being put in jail for being gay. Was he put in jail for being gay, or was
he was indeed Reading jail.
Oh, Reading? No, it's not Reading, is it? I thought he was put in another jail.
Definitely Reading jail. Give it a Google.
It's the one Rolf Harris used to be in. I thought it was like BHS.
No, before. Rolf Harris used to be in a children's hospital. That's different, David.
I'm sorry, I'm looking this up.
What's right, transfer.
No, I'm telling you what jail Oscar Wilde was. Don't even try.
Sorry,
that.
Guys.
Don't even try. He was imprisoned in.
And we're here. We arrived. Took a while. We've made it here safe and sound.
No, Sam, I was touched on the way here by Rolf Harris.
Oh, well, better for you then. You kind of came out with a double plus. Every young child's dream. Now, also touching, something that Rolf Harris isn't as interested in, the vagina. The female thing. Very female. Well,
you're gonna butchering play this, aren't you? You're like the Shankill Butchers. Bit of Irish in there. Shout out to my Irish homeboys. Sam, do you get it?
No.
Aren't you with me and my Irish homeboys with the Shankill Butchers?
No, I'm more of an IRA man myself.
The Shankill Butchers ride tonight. They're sharpening their cleavers and their knives.
No. I'm kind of more of a pipe bomb IRA man. Less gay biker gang. Okay, so we're going to play a little game called Muff or Bluff.
Okay.
So, this is the game. In which you have to guess whether these words are real slang or euphemism for the muff, or if they are indeed a bluff. One condition is, if you Google these, don't, but if you do, you have to describe what you see in horrific detail. Are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
This is probably going to blow your socks off, and that's not even the only thing that's going to get blown. So, right, so, number one.
Hang on.
Can I have hush, please?
I think it's time for the MLG soundboard. Oh, for fuck's sake, I've gone off the app.
No one has ever done that! No one has ever done that in the history of...
Podcasts.
No one has ever done this feature, ever. Right, here we go. First one, the cock box. Muff or bluff?
That's bluff.
Yeah, that's bluff. Have you got a sound effect for that? Quick, get one.
Son, where did you find this?
I made it up, that's where I found it. Right, next one. Are you ready? Yeah. The snatch.
That's a muff. That's a really common term for a muff.
That is indeed a muff. I kind of...
That's a bit lazy, isn't it?
I kind of ran out of ones from...
Snatch is really... Everyone knows snatch. I actually know it from that one South Park episode. You know, the...
I know it from the In-Betweeners, but...
The Snook? There's no to Snook in it.
I don't watch South Park, because, you know, I've got better things to do. Okay, here we go. The Beaver.
December Beaver. No, yeah, that's a real one.
That is... I can't remember, because I did it quite a while ago.
That's a real one, Sam, I'm telling you, that's a real one.
Is it a real one? Well, it's a real one, then. David's just answered his own question answer. Got a sound effect?
Quick
scoper.
Well, my life is better for that.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. Muffle bluff. The snake pit.
That's such a bluff.
You know what I don't like is that you always get them so they're not even funny. You like kind of sap fun out of it.
Gaylord. 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 Gaylord.
Gaylord. Well, apparently you're very unfamiliar with muff sounds, so.
Gaylord. Gaylord.
So, yeah, I forget that.
Sorry, Sam, what was that? What was that?
Sorry, I just. Sometimes I forget that the overweight ginger with greasy hair gets more muff than me, so.
Yeah, your mum. sorry, can we just, start calling sound effects?
But we all know whose muff we really want to get.
He's gonna fucking kill you.
That's gonna be bleeped. That's just gonna get. Right, here we go. Next one.
The bearded clam.
You're googling them.
I'm not googling it, I swear.
Yes, you are. I just heard your keys.
Did you say bearded plum?
No. I said bearded clam.
Bearded clam? No, it's. Please tell me it's not a real thing.
Yes, it is. It is indeed.
Ah! Oh!
Euphemism for a bushy vajay.
And I'm gonna Google. No!
I wouldn't.
Did you say bearded clam?
Yeah, as in, like, man beard.
It's CLA, and I got nothing, so I doubt it, but.
It is, it's on Urban Dictionary. That's brought the show to all new lows. Yeah. But we're arguing over the word.
The Urban Dictionary humour.
Yeah. Right. Next one. This is pretty easy. I hope you're playing along at home, audience. Or in the car, or wherever you are.
You're in the middle of a fucking family gathering and you just shout a bearded clam
really loudly. Even better.
Dan was like, oh yeah, my bearded clam.
It's probably better if you've got us muted and then you just shout that with
what? Think about your man's bearded clam.
Oh god. We're gonna have to take a break, back in a second.
Sorry, Sam just pranked too hard and bossed him up.
Oh, fuck off. Right, here we go. The poontang.
Poontang. Come on, kids, let's get some sick poontang. Yeah, Mr. Garrison refers to it as poontang.
You what?
Mr. Garrison from South Park.
Oh, I thought you meant the teacher from school.
We don't have a Mr. Garrison or a Mrs. No, Garrison.
Well, I thought you said someone like Mrs. Harrison or something.
Mr. Garrison.
Well, yeah, that was an easy one. I kind of ran out of ideas halfway through, so I thought I'd put it in the middle.
Fucking shit. I think my game of Smosh Title or F was better than that, you know?
That's quite. I think that's going to get its own little transition, you know?
The Bangarang.
The Bangarang! Bang!
Yeah,
no.
So is Skrillex's famous song actually named after someone's parts?
No, I don't believe it, Sam.
Give it a Google.
No.
Give it a Google. By Google, I mean search on Pornhub. Done that?
No.
Well, it's not one, so you probably wasted your time. Right.
Me.
Here we go. This is quite a good one, I thought.
Yeah.
The Dripping Delta.
Sorry.
That's the sound it makes, David, yeah. Correct.
No, I'm quite alright.
You need to take a
yeah,
break.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. I need a fucking drink.
Oh, I just forget that I said I'd censor, like, all the swear words in this.
Yeah, good luck.
So it's gonna take ages.
Cock nugget.
We don't live in America, so that doesn't count as one. Although, cock nugget probably is one for a muff. That's probably a muff.
Who knows?
So is Dripping Delta a muff or a bluff? And you are googling these, I can tell.
I'm not Googling.
You're a cheaty liar. You're a cheaty, quick-fingered liar. Muffle bluff, you got 3 seconds.
Who did you say, sorry?
Dripping Delta.
No. Just no.
That is indeed one I made up. I thought it was quite good.
Actually,
is that real? I forget. Anyway, you can have a point either way. Because
yeah,
I don't know.
Oh, God, it's been a long day, hasn't it, Sam? Where you're sat in your room masturbating to dripping thing.
Penultimate one, has to be pronounced in a kind of northern accent. Ye target.
Ye target.
Ye target.
Ye target.
Get out me mum's target.
Oh god.
That's what you might say to a bed intruder.
Oh, God.
So is that muff or is that bluff?
I'm going muff.
That's bluff.
Oh,
that is a bluff. I think you got too confused by the northern accent. And I think that just kind of took you on a magical mystery tour to up north where nothing makes sense.
It was sickening. It was sickening.
Good. Ew. Right. Okay, the final one, which I have no idea which is right or not, so whatever you say is right.
The bint.
No, bint's like a word for,
And, I mean, this word does...
You want professional bint? No, I don't think it is. I'm saying no.
No, you're going to have to Google it again, because, to be fair, this word makes me feel sick.
Bint.
It is just a horrible word.
Bint.
Oh.
Bint. It was binter.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Don't ever say that again. It's a horrible word. It's a horrible word.
Binter.
I don't know.
Binter.
Oh.
Sounds like a pint of beer. Excuse me, can I have a binter? Binter. Binter. Banter.
Sorry, I was actually just sick in my mouth there.
I'm just looking at my headphone wire right now. It's so bent.
Sorry. Just like you.
No, I've actually got to send you a picture of this. You can put this into a show. I don't care.
I'll probably put this in the thumbnail. Or if it's a YouTube thing, I can probably just like whack it on top.
It's so bent. I don't even know. I'm trying to find a non-filthy spot on my desk to take it.
Anyway, while you're doing that, should we make a transition? You ready?
Yep.
Go! Landed safe and sound.
So what did you think of my bent thing?
Oh, it's actually your cable. That is, you've got a very greasy and grubby desk.
No, that's a bad area on my desk.
How does that actually even fit in your computer?
Is it mainly
inserted into your asshole?
It fits into my phone well enough. Don't know how well.
Urethra.
And I'm gonna check on my devices. So does it fit into my phone? Apparently so. Does it fit into my tablet?
This is a riveting feature. Not only for me, that actually knows
does
what's going on.
Does it fit in? Ooh. Yeah, apparently it does. And, oh, God, can I get out again? And finally, does it fit into my 3DS, which is a likely thing that broke it? Yes, it can.
A thousand innuendos with one feature. Right. That's getting cut out. Right, so on to yours then. I can see the headline is called Officials Man Traded His Dog for Gun to Shoot His Son.
It actually rhymes, it's like a rap. Yo, Officials Man Traded Gun for Son, Gun to Shoot His Son.
No, see, now you've actually read it and, you know, tried to make sense of it, it doesn't rhyme at all, does it?
Okay. No, dog, gun and
That's
son.
That's your plan for
Gun and
people.
Son.
Gun and son, yes.
So
the dog and shoot do not.
Bill Douglas Fawn, 58, of Mason City, who has received 21 years in federal prison. This is actually a really short article. Anyway, he,
Short, it's your penis.
He traded his dog for a 22 caliber rifle that he intended to use to shoot his son.
That's a pretty good swap. I mean,
he hid the gun in the park, but it was turned over to police when he was arrested on harassment charges. And he'd already been convicted for 5 counts of burglary and 1 count of arms burglary. So, the real question is, was the dog worth the gun? Because, like, I think dogs are pretty much
right. What gun would you say? I'm just going to have a Google.
It's a .22 caliber rifle.
Caliber rifle?
Yeah, have a look.
What was the dog? Do you know what dog it was?
It was probably a shit one, really.
Probably like a Jack Russell or something.
Yeah, probably.
See, we've got an air rifle, one of those.
A Jack Russell. An air rifle Jack
an
Russell.
An air rifle Jack Russell. Like, you pull its knob. Tail and it...
I'll say knob.
You pull its tail and when it fires shit onto someone's car that you can then smear what it is on it. Oh! Cohesion! That's a Cohesion song. Just for your further notice. That might pop up any time.
Hey.
Yeah, that's quite a good swap, I'd say. Unless it was like a big dog.
I don't know.
You know, I've got a story about big dogs.
You got raped by one?
No. But I was kind of groomed a little bit.
I don't think you're allowed to say the word rape on YouTube. I think it's a bad word now. So, I think
Okay, do you want to guess my big dog story?
Did you get boned by it?
No. What happened is, I was on holiday, you know, Cornwall, you know, lovely area. Went to eat in a restaurant, beachy vibe, chill out. There was, you know, the kind of all that chill out music, like, well, it wasn't that good, so I don't even know if there was music. Just setting the scene anyway. Went in, and, it was a man, he said, "All right, big boy, can I get you a drink?" Big dog, I think it was. "All right, big dog, can I get you a drink?" I felt aroused and disturbed at the same time. The
okay.
drink I got was water, but I don't know how spiked it was.
And then you woke up next to a dog.
Covered in semen.
The dog had his arm around you.
Covered in semen.
Yep.
Didn't know where I was.
Just around your ankles.
Turned out I'd been taken up to Manchester in the night. Probably worse than being raped.
Oh golly.
Anyway, did this man actually shoot his son, or did it not happen? Did he?
No, he did get to. Sorry.
Did he kill his son, or did son live?
No, son lived. He got gun taken away before.
Oh,
he could.
Get in. Son did a 360 no scope. Did he?
Yeah, son 360 no scope.
360 no scoped the bitch, and he just showed him what's what, really, didn't he?
Yeah, wrecked him.
R-E-K-T. So, that's a pretty good moral. Dogs...
Life story.
Dogs are what... So, if you're ever looking for a new gun in the United States of America...
You've got a dog, you may as well use it, mate.
You've got a dog. Use it for its true purpose, which is, of course, trading.
Dogs are actually just guns in disguise.
They are. A little tip for you guys at home. If you get a penknife and you stab it from, like, its neck... And pull it down to its bumhole. A rifle falls out. Now I've tried this. The rifle is quite squishy and pink, and it doesn't fire bullets, and it has no form at all.
Sam, I've got Peter on the phone. Not that one.
Oh,
Peter,
okay.
No, not that one. No. He just has some questions regarding your treatment of animals.
Is this Pete Jarvis? Is it?
No. Worse.
More worse.
He's more worse than Pete Jarvis.
He's more worse than... more worse than Pete Jarvis. Anyway, my one. Right, we're here again. Try and spice it up this time. Right, this is a story from the whole other side of the world. Isn't that phenomenal?
Ooh, is it Australia?
I can actually... Yes. Do you want to guess this headline? Because it's perhaps the most Australian thing I've ever been subjected to. No.
Surfer has his knob bitten by koala.
Close. But actually, I'll give you half a point because it's vaguely Australian themed. Here it is. Queensland man attempts to rob gas station with a boomerang and fails miserably. Now, I read this and I was enthralled. But my interest quickly dropped when the article finished after about 5 lines.
It kind of sucks.
So, I quite like the article. This is another reason why. I quite like the article. So, here's what the news reporter says. "Are boomerangs meant to be threatening? Because I went to a party when I was 11, and everyone was given a boomerang, and we were just throwing them around like a bunch of hoodlums. In fact, I was even hit with a boomerang, and it didn't even hurt. Only cried for like 10 minutes." So,
oh man, quality journalism.
Quality journalism. Professionalism is, you know, on point. Yeah, so he tries to rob a petrol station, probably wanting some Tic Tacs, you know. Breath a little bit off, you know. Hard days hunting kangaroos with only your boomerang. And then, yeah. Another thing. America has gun control controversy. Apparently...
Shit.
This attempted robbery raised concerns over Brisbane's lenient boomerang ownership laws. So that's the best thing. It's almost like having mug ownership laws in UK for tea.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I would indeed agree he is the worst robber ever, but I would have loved to see some security footage of this, but apparently...
Oh,
I mean, that would have been the best.
These bloody liberals, do you know?
I would have liked to see how he'd gone about it, right? Okay, so if I was a Australian robber, I would have probably, you know... Saddled up a kangaroo, gone in, got the kangaroo to like knock out the door frame and gone through, then I would have thrown it at the cashier, knocked him out, bashed him on head.
Yeah, this is quite nice,
and then probably would have run around on my kangaroo, taken everything, put it in the kangaroo's pouch.
It's really bloody detailed.
And then hopping out, what would you do?
This is far too detailed.
I mean, I was actually in Queensland a couple of weeks ago, and I did try to rob a gas station in the exact manner. Turns out, I was quickly apprehended, but got away with it. It's all right. How would you go about robbing a gas station with a boomerang and Australian-themed items and animals?
It's quite simple. I'd throw it, walk in, and then go up to the guy and be like, "Oh, hi." And I'd go to pay, and he'd open up the register, and then just he did that boomerang hit him in the back of the head, and I'd just take one.
No, oh, so you'd use it as a distraction, would you then?
He'd open it up, and then because the boomerang always comes up, it would hit him right in the back of the head.
Oh, so you go for a stealth boomerang, like a.
Yeah.
Just like a really crap version of Batman.
Batman. Good night, night. I'm Batman.
Batman,
indeed.
Bint.
Batman. I haven't still quite come to terms with that word yet. Bint.
Batman's Binter.
Oh, God. Anyway, on to everyone's favourite part of the show. Honourable mentions.
Yay!
Go!
I don't know who's going first.
You are. Quick little update. We've streamlined this, so now it's 5 headlines with a short pun. You don't get hideously bored. Timer starts now.
Stolen phone contains child porn, young money. Police arrest protesters trying to raise Lenin from the dead. Protesters upset about the cells they've been butting. Wife stunned after husband bulldozes home while she's away. Husband stunned, she still hasn't gotten a message. Addict counsellor charged with selling drugs to undercover cop. Counsellor thought they were cool, that's a Breaking Bad reference. Woman fails job interview, then robs interviewer. Shame it wasn't for a tax firm, otherwise she would have got the job. I'm David, and this has been Newsnight.
That was remarkable, if only BBC News was that formal.
Sorry, Sam, do you want me to hand you a list of suspected paedophiles? Oh! No, that was ITV, shit.
Now for my turn. Are you ready?
Yeah, go with it.
A&P worker hid $1,200 worth of meat in his pants. He was just trying to beef out his wallet, I guess. Man in a wheelchair after he wheeled out of Kmart with a stolen TV. What a really bad idea. Angry wife cuts off husband's cheating penis. What?
Well, it takes me fun with cheating.
Angry husband. No, what? Angry wife cuts at cheating husband's penis. Twice. What a dick move. Man busted for smuggling 94 iPhones strapped to a body. Look at the picture. That'll be in the thumbnail. Look closely. And finally, putting caffeine in your underwear does not make you lose weight. It's only proof that all coffee does is make you do stupid things faster.
Sorry, can I just go back to make a joke? You know the bit about the angry, where you accidentally said hangry husband? I just pictured a husband saying, "You did visit his wife and then chopping off his own knob."
God. Angry husband chops off his own penis.
Teach his wife a lesson.
He saw the red haze and he just went for it. He committed. Oh, congratulate him on that, but, you know, there's only so much you can do. Anyway, that has been probably news. A little bit shorter than normal, although I say normal, there's only been 3, so there's not much for you to get used to yet.
It's like what most of Sam's lovers say, you know, a little bit shorter than normal.
A little bit shorter than normal, but still quite fulfilling. Oh,
God.
That should be our slogan. Probably news.
Yeah.
Just like your sex life. Short. But equally fulfilling.
Yeah, keep that. I know. I've been David.
I've been Sam.
You've been Spastix. Thanks for watching.
David got an extra chromosome.